Under smoky skies on Saturday, August 19, runners took on a challenging 50-mile race for the Squamish 50. Despite the haziness outside, the top two male runners finished with elite times. Carl Augston finished first with a blitzing 7 hours 14 minutes and 39 seconds, a new course record by over 15 minutes. Augston clutched his knees for a moment upon finishing and was visibly emotional. "It was awesome," said Augston after the race. "I knew there was going to be carnage though." Augston said it was hard right from the start, and on the first hill runners were getting stung by wasps, but he fortunately did not. Race director Gary Robbins joked that it was a good tactic letting wasps loose on the other runners, which received a hearty laugh from the crowd. Chris Balestrini came in second and would have had a course record if not for Augston, as he finished at 7 hours 22 minutes and 27 seconds. Brandon Miller came in third at 7 hours 34 minutes and 33 seconds. Emily Mann came in first for the female runners, finishing at 8 hours 38 minutes and 21 seconds. After being crowned Canadian champion crossing the finish line, Mann said that sounded pretty good. "It'll feel better in 5 minutes," she joked. Hailing from Kelowna, Mann said she was happy she chose to race despite the wildfire activity happening in the interior. "It was definitely emotional," Mann said. "But I am really happy I decided to race." Imogene Scott came in second for the women at 8 hours 54 minutes and 33 seconds. Mercedes Vince came in third for the women at 9 hours 9 minutes and 56 seconds. 50km and 23km races. The 50km and 23km race took place on Sunday, August 20. In the 50km race, another new course record was set by Brandon Gardiner, who finished at 4 hours 45 minutes and 11 seconds. Sean Stevens Whale was shortly behind him in second, and Mark Fawcett Atkinson followed in third. Robin Mildren came in first for the women with a 5 hours 30 minutes and 26 seconds, and Alexandra Harris and Caitlin Schindel followed in second and third. In the 23-kilometer race, Daniel Hashuk took first overall with a 1 hour 43 minutes and 21 seconds, and Curtis Jung and Liam Hobbs in second and third. Anne-Marie Madden took first for the women with a 2 hours 1 minute and 56 seconds finish, and Tiffany Phillips and Christy Drever came in second and third. 50-50 race. A familiar face came in first overall for the stifling 50-50 race, which sees races take on the 50-mile and 50-kilometer over the course of the 2 days. Squamish runner John Dean finished first once again in the 50-50 race, making him a back-to-back champion in the category. He finished at 14 hours 4 minutes and 17 seconds, topping his 2022 mark by a couple of minutes. Oscar Michalak, another Squamish-based runner, finished second for the males, and Alexander Campbell finished third. Winnipeg-based runner Jenny Labrie finished first for the women at 16 hours 39 minutes and 13 seconds. A pair of Americans, Christine Mosley and Teresa Kaiser, finished in second and third. See all the final race results at squamish50.com. Please note that this story is updated after it was first posted to include second-day race results. Bookmark SquamishChief.com so you can return for more local stories like this. Get Squamish News Daily in our free newsletter. Sign up here.